The request was to do something related to Shabbos. There is an essay or a drasha from Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik would say that in America we have many Shomer Shabbos Jews, many Jews who keep Shabbos, Jews who have beautiful homes for Shabbos, and they have beautiful Shabboses with smiros and food and davening and shirim and things like that. Rabbi Soloveitchik said what is missing in America, and he's speaking, 40, 50, 60 years ago, what's missing in America are Erev Shabbos Jews. Jews who use the week to look forward to Shabbos, who use every moment of preparation to get ready for Shabbos and really turn Shabbos into something more than just a day off and perhaps another Yantzah, but really use Friday, Thursday, and all the days before with anticipation and excitement to get ready for Shabbos. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to learn topics related to Erev Shabbos. I think that's going to be a good thing. We're going to learn topics in a lot of halacha, a little machshava, that relate to Erev Shabbos. So that hopefully, at a certain point, however long this goes for, we will come out as Erev Shabbos Jews. Jews who appreciate, use Erev Shabbos properly, follow the halachas of Erev Shabbos, and in turn, by helping out our Erev Shabbos, that will make our Shabbos better. That's the end goal at the end of the day. So what I want to talk today is about Zechira Shabbos, remembering Shabbos through the course of the week, and how we act during the week with our food, our preparations, in getting ready for Shabbos. So you have in front of you a Gemara Maseches Beitz and Daf Tzayin. Perhaps you've heard this Gemara before, but have not really paid attention to it as a serious Gemara that deserves our focus. Tanya, they learned in a Braisa. Amru alav al Shammai Hazakan. They said about Shammai Hazakan, the Shammai. Kol yamav hayaochel lechavod Shabbos. His entire life, he ate in honor of Shabbos. What does that mean? How does he eat in honor of Shabbos? Matzah behemana. He would find a beautiful animal. Omer, Zula Shabbos. And he would say, this animal is going to be perfect for eating on Shabbos. Then what would happen? Matzah acheres. He would find another animal. Nah. Heimena, that was nicer than the first one. So what did he do? Maniach asashnia. The first, Bessie, the first cow, he would, send out to the slaughterhouse. He'd have that for Monday night dinner, right? And he would take the nicer one, Bill, the second cow, and save Bill for Shabbos. V'ochas rishona. That's how Shammai ran his week. Whatever he found nice in the beginning of the week, he would put aside for Shabbos. And then he would, ever if I found something nicer, he would replace that, the old thing, eat that during the week, and then have the nicer thing for Shabbos. Clear, we understand the Shammai's approach to preparing for Shabbos? Okay. Aval Hillel Azakein Mida Acheres Aisabo. But Hillel, the contemporary of Shammai, had a different approach. Shekol Ma'asav L'Shem Shemayim. In everything he did, including those on the weekday, everything was L'Shem Shemayim, for heaven. Shneamar, as it says in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It says, Baruch Hashem every single day, that Hashem takes care of us every single day. Meaning, a person, Hashem gives us bracha each and every day. So what happens? Tanya Nami Hachi, we also taught this in a Braisa, Beis Shammai, the Yeshiva Shammai Omrim, Nichad Shevecha L'Shavtecha, from the first day of the week, starting from Sunday, you should already start preparing for Shabbos. Beis Hillel Omrim Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Beis Hillel said, whatever I need for Shabbos will show up. Thursday night, Friday, what's the rush? Hashem is going to give me exactly for Shabbos. I'm going to start preparing early in the week. And this is the Machlokas Shammai and Hillel. Do I start preparing for Shabbos now in the beginning of the week? Tonight's Tuesday. Or do we have to wait till right before Shabbos and I'll get what I need then? That's the Machlokas Beis Shammai and Hillel. So what are they arguing about? What are they really arguing about? What's going on over here? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, we know him from his Igros Moshe. That's what he's famous for. But you should know that Rav Moshe did not consider his Igros Moshe his most important contribution. We find that to be shocking, because if anybody just says Igros Moshe, we know exactly what we're talking about, Rav Moshe Feinstein. But you should know that Rav Moshe felt that his Chidushim on Shas, on Gemara, were much more important. He felt they were much better, much more who he was. Now the problem was, is that Rav Moshe's Chidushim on Shas are very, sometimes very complicated. They're very long pieces with a lot of ins and outs. Rav Moshe was a genius. And the Dibros Moshe, as they're called, are very hard to learn. And therefore, they're not very popular in yeshivas to learn. But if a person breaks their teeth on the Gemara and the Sugya and the Rishonim, eventually they can understand a beautiful piece in the Dibros Moshe. So this we're going to learn here is a piece in the Dibros Moshe. Rav Moshe has an approach here, a beautiful approach. It's not a complicated approach, so don't be intimidated. It's a beautiful approach to explain what exactly Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about. So Rav Moshe says that Beis Shammai understood that in every mitzvah that a person does, you may not have bitachon that the object needed for the mitzvah will simply show up. That's not how we work, right? You can't simply say, you know, Purim is coming up, I don't have a Megillah, I don't have Mishloach Manos, but I have bitachon that Hashem is going to send me the Megillah and Mishloach Manos. Says Rav Moshe, according to Beis Shammai, that's totally inappropriate. Instead, a person needs to go out and find the necessary objects for the mitzvah. It is the Ratzon Hashem that a person should put effort into the mitzvah. It says in Pirkei Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra, according to the effort is the reward. Or as we say in English, no pain, no gain. Right? You have to put effort into the mitzvah. And therefore, Beis Shammai said, what? Hashem's going to send you a Megillah? Hashem's going to send you, you know, foods to send a Mishloach Manos? No. Get up, go out, get a job, find the stuff you need in order to do the mitzvah. So where does bitachon come in then? Where's bitachon? So he says that when it comes to gashmius, when it comes to physical things, it's a lack of emuna for a person to worry about the gashmius will come if it's not present at this point. That's a lack of emuna. When it comes to purely physical things, you're right there, a person has to have emuna that Hashem will take care of them. But in mitzvos, a person must worry. Only you can take care of the mitzvah. Nobody else is going to supply that mitzvah. And you have to put in the effort to make sure the mitzvah happens. And therefore, now we can understand Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai understand? On Sunday, you got to start getting ready for Shabbos, right? You got to start. And if you find something nice for Shabbos, you got to put it away. But if you find something nicer, then that should be used for Shabbos. And then the first thing is consumed during the week. So Rav Moshe says that Beit Shammai's approach to life is there's no bitachon when it comes to mitzvos. You must take care of the mitzvah yourself. Nobody else is going to take care of it. Good? Is that clear? What's Beis Hillel's approach, says Rav Moshe? Beis Hillel understands that even though we're dealing with a mitzvah, and mitzvahs are very spiritual and very holy, nevertheless, because these things are gashmi, for a purpose, they're mitzvos that have physical parts to them, you can still use bitachon, because the actions are l'shem shemayim. Meaning, yes, I need a Megillah, and yes, I need Mishloach Manos in order to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's for a mitzvah. It's not just physical things. It's not just a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing that has a physical component. And just like I have to have emun and bitachon for my gashmias from Hashem, so to be here, I have emun and bitachon in my mitzvos that have physical things. So even eating during the week can be l'shem mitzvah, if you have kavanah that eating should be to give us strength to learn Torah. And therefore you should have bitachon in Hashem, that He'll give you parnasa for your tzarchei guf, for your physical needs, because it will be for Shabbos, and that's what he means, kol ma'asav l'shem shemayim. Beis Hillel said, I have bitachon. This is a place I'm allowed to have bitachon when it comes to mitzvos, because mitzvos that are tied to physical things are really a place I can have bitachon in. So what does that mean? Beis Shammai wasn't l'shem shemayim? Is that what we're saying here? I'm saying Beis Shammai didn't have, wasn't l'shem shemayim everything he did? So the answer is that Shammai doesn't view preparing for Shabbos as the same as eating during the week in order to have strength to learn Torah. You'll say, right, I need to eat during the week so I have the strength to learn Torah, right? So I have, Hashem is going to take care of my gashmias, I'll have the strength to learn Torah. So Beis Shammai doesn't view it that way. He says, when it comes to gashmias for ruchnias, if when it comes to having physical things so I can grow spiritually, if you don't need the gashmias for ruchnias, then you should forego the gashmias. That's what Beis Shammai says. But when it comes to gashmias of Shabbos, you must have it and you must eat, even if you don't want it. What does that mean? If it's during the week and it's Wednesday and I'm hungry and I have no food, so Beis Shammai says Well, if you have, can you still learn without any food? Well, then forego the meal. Continue, have bitachon, Hashem will take care of you. Because I don't need the gashmias in order to do the ruchnias. Okay, if I'm hungry for breakfast, I'll continue learning. And if I'm hungry for lunch, I'll continue learning. The two are not tied together. But Shabbos is different. Why? Because on Shabbos, you must have gashmias. You must have physical things on Shabbos. I can't fulfill Shabbos, says Beis Shammai, unless I have physical things. And therefore, it's integral that I should understand that I need to go take care of it myself. I need that gashmias, and therefore, that's why I'm going to push myself. So how do we paskin? So this is how Rav Moshe explains Rav Nisim Beis Shammai. So well, whether you can put emunah and bitachon on physical things, not physical things, fine. So how do we paskin? How do you pass by Beis Shammai's Hillel? Should you start shopping for Shabbos tonight? Start cooking for Shabbos tonight? Or Friday, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday afternoon if you're very daring? You know, what's going to be? So the Torah says, in last week's Parsha and Parshas Yisro, it says, Zachar Yisro Shabbos the Kadsho. We're all familiar with this. Commandment number 4. Good. Commandment number 4. Zachar Yisro Shabbos the Kadsho. So what does Rashi say? V'chein pisrono tnu leiv l'skor tamid es yom ha-Shabbos. What it means is that you should always pay attention to remember Shabbos. Shim nizdaman l'cha chifetz yafa. If you get a nice object, tihya mazmino l'Shabbos. You should set it aside for Shabbos. So who does Rashi follow? Beis Shammai. What? Rashi follows Beis Shammai. We know that can't be. Halacha follows Beis Hillel. What's going on over here? So, you're not the first to notice it. Don't get so proud. The Ramban noticed it first. The Ramban, who's Perish on the Torah, says this is the Midas Beis Shammai. Right? Hillel said, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And Rashi seems to be saying, you know, you got to start preparing all week for Shabbos. We usually follow Hillel or Shammai. So the Ramban has a problem with Rashi. So the Ramban learns that the real mitzvah of Zachar Yisro Shabbos L'Kadsho is not this. That's not the mitzvah of Zachar Yisro Shabbos L'Kadsho. Rashi thinks Zachar Yisro Shabbos L'Kadsho, the fourth commandment, is you got to start preparing for Shabbos all week. The Ramban says, no, that's not what it is. What's the mitzvah of Zachar Yisro Shabbos L'Kadsho? Anybody know? All of you probably did it this morning. Anybody know what it is?
The
Sheis Zechiros. Not the Sheis Zechiros. A little bit before the Sheis Zechiros.
Like Shir Shalom.
Shir Shalom, what did you say?
Like when you mentioned Shabbos.
You said, Yom Yom. Yom Sheni L'Shabbos, right? The Ramban says that when you mention during the week how many days it is until Shabbos, that is a fulfillment of Zachar Yisro Shabbos L'Kadsho. It's a preparation for Shabbos itself. Now, the Ramban doesn't explicitly. Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur really is the one who says it explicitly, but it's based on this Yisod of the Ramban. Even Hillel would agree to that, says the Ramban. Both Hillel and Shammai agree that you should say the Shir Shalom with the introduction. So what's the arguments in the Gemara about that? So Ramban says the arguments in the Gemara is about food for Shabbos and it's a Midas Chasidus. He says, really, Sham and Hillel are not arguing over Halacha, they're arguing over Midas Chasidus. How frum do you have to be? And Shammai would mention Shabbos when he ate, and all of his eating during the week would be L'Kavod Shabbos. And Hillel felt, our eating should always be L'Shem Shemayim, not L'Kavod Shabbos. That's a question Midas Chasidus. Okay? So Ramban says Rashi is incorrect. It's not how we paskin. We're not paskin here, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. But somebody does paskin. So who are we going to follow? So the Bach writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Mem Beis that Rashi follows the reasoning of the Or Zeruah, that even Hillel agrees that the ways of Shammai are better. Ooh, an interesting machlokes Beis Shammai and Hillel. Hillel agrees that Shammai is correct. Hillel agrees that really Shammai is the ideal way to live your life. Always thinking about Shabbos, everything you buy about Shabbos, everything is preparation for Shabbos all week long. However, Hillel said, that's not for me. Because Hillel said, I really want to work on my bitachon. He says, Enachanam, you're right. The best thing is to think about Shabbos all week long. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, thinking about Shabbos. But Hillel says, I have a special avodah. I want to work on my emunah and my bitachon, so I'm going to have my own approach in serving Hashem. And therefore he said, in principle, Beis Shammai is correct, but I'm going to do my own thing. This is the shita, meaning the idea that really Shammai is correct. And even Hillel agrees that Shammai is being correct. You can probably count on one hand, the places where Hillel agrees that Shammai is correct, is this is one of those cases. Who says this as well? The Sefer Charedim, the Ramah writes in the Darkei Moshe, the halachas like Shammai, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, and Siman Reish Nun, all say the halacha follows Shammai. That really you should be preparing for Shabbos all from the beginning of the week. And this is actually mentioned as well in the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Maharsha, and the Gemara and Beitza. Let's look at the Chai Adam. Rav Avram Dantzig. Rav Avram Dantzig married the granddaughter of the Vilna Gaon. He married into the family. He likes pointing that out whenever he goes to the Gra. He likes to mention that he married into the family. Rav Avram Dantzig was a businessman. Baal Bas, who happened to be a big Talmid Chacham. And he wrote a sefer that became the most important sefer in Europe for about 100 years. The Chai Adam. And just happened to work out that way. So this is the first piece in Hilchos Shabbos. He says, "V'tzivsa haTorah lizkor b'chol yom v'yom." The Torah commanded that we should remember every single day es haShabbos, the Shabbos. K'mo shekasav zachar som haShabbos. V'lechein, and therefore, hayashamai hazakein, shama the elder, omer al kol davar na'ashekan al zuz l'Shabbos, everything he borrows for Shabbos. And Hillel Zakein said Baruch Hashem Yom, right? Ukedei lechazek bitchuno, but in order to be mechazek his bitachon, lo haya noe kein elishayim botech, shizdamon lo no lechavut Shabbos, right? Hillel was working on his bitachon, he had a special avodah, he was trying to work on his emunah bitachon, but really, he said Shammai is correct, you got to prepare all week long. V'al kol panem moda b'shar kol adam. For us, pshita b'davar she'eno shchiach lekno shizdamon lo davar shol yad nifsad, as a yaniach osel Shabbos. So that's Pasha. Then he says, it's Pasha to me also, that if you find something that's going to be rare, that's going to be special for Shabbos, it's not going to be there later in the week, you got to buy it now. Halacha lemaisis l'chai adam. You find something special, nice, you see a piece of meat, a cake, a table setting, an article, a book, a sefer that you're going to read on Shabbos, so you got to set it aside. If there's a chance it's not going to be there later. V'chein, k'shemonim minyan hayamim, and when we count the days of the week, hayamodim al shem ha-shabbos, t'haynu yom rishon b'shabbos, yom sheni b'shabbos, v'chein kum. So the Chai Adam understands that Hillel agrees in principle be Shammai, and when it comes to food that is readily available, if a person doesn't have that type of bitachon, you should get it earlier in the week. And when it comes to something that's not readily available, says the Chai Adam, then even if you have a level of bitachon, you should get earlier in the week for Shabbos. And if there's a mitzvah to count the days of the week, this is all cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Mem Beis, Sifkatan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah often cites the Chai Adam word for word. Okay. Now, on that pasuk, in last week's Parsha, in Parsha Zisra, the Mizrahi on Rashi says that we should distinguish between food that's readily available, something that cannot be found at all times. Similarly, the Prima Gadim cites the Mizrahi that if there's something that cannot be easily found, even Beis Hillel would agree, you should get it earlier in the week for Shabbos, just to keep in mind as we shop for Shabbos. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Mem Beis Sif Mem Hei. He writes that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. He says, Ma Tov, how good it is, Imenich and Maichel Tov l'Shabbos, that you should set aside foods for Shabbos, good food for Shabbos. Shebezeh Zochrin Tamid Es Hayom HaShabbos U'mechavet Nosu, because this will cause you to remember Shabbos and to honor the Shabbos. Now, the expression Uma Tov, how nice it is, indicates what? Meaning Ma Tov, does that mean you must do this? What does Ma Tov mean? It's like, it would be nice if you could do this. Like, he's very polite, right? The Aruch HaShulchan is very polite. It would be so nice if you could do this. But it's clear that the halacha is like Hillel. You don't need to buy everything specially for Shabbos. But it's a nice thing to buy something special for Shabbos. And the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. So we have a machlokas amongst the poskim. Do we follow Hillel? Do we follow Shammai? Most poskim seem to say it would be preferable to follow Shammai. Mishnah Berurah seems to hold this way, like the Chai Adam. It would be preferable, halacha lemaisa, to follow Shammai. And throughout the course of the week, to have your antenna up, looking for things that will be good for Shabbos. To think about Shabbos as you're shopping, to think about things, to have nice things for Shabbos. Now, if you buy something new, should you save it for Shabbos to wear for the first time? You find a new outfit, shoes, whatever it may be. Should you wear it right then and there, or should you save it for Shabbos? What do you think?
Save it.
Save it. So it would seem that according to Shammai, you should wait for Shabbos, right? If it's appropriate for Shabbos, right? That would make sense. Meaning, you don't want to, if it's appropriate for Shabbos, then you should wear it for Shabbos. That would seem to that would be the right thing. If it's something that's uncommon, a rare thing, that even Hillel would say, you should set it aside for Shabbos, right? Without a question. Okay. So let's talk about food that's been set aside for Shabbos. Look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah writes in Meishman Beizal. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Im shalchu lo davar ma'achal shiuchalenu b'Shabbos. Let's say somebody sends you a gift. A candy tray. Okay? We like doing that. A candy tray. Somebody makes you a challah. Somebody makes a special dish. They said, I'm sending this to you for Shabbos. Okay? Lo yachalenu b'chol. You may not eat it during the week. It's a halacha. You may not eat it during the week. Chayin kasa b'sefer chasidim. We'll look at the sefer chasidim in a moment. Vayin l'kam b'mesim b'tofrei tzadi dalad. B'das ha'shulchan arach. Sham da'ani. Oh, hilchos purim again. Da'ani yachol l'shanos b'migvas purim. L'mashi yirtza. A poor person, if they are given money for matanos l'vyonim on purim, can they decide, I don't want to spend the money on Sudas purim, and I want to spend another way? Or must they use it? Because it's Matanos Levyonim on Purim, must they use it for the Suda? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yachol Lishanos. You can change it. You think you're giving $50 to an Ani for the Suda on Purim? He can do whatever he wants with it. He can do whatever he wants with that money. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Lamashir Tse'af Degabu L'Tzorach Purim, even if it was collected for the necessity of Purim. He says that people are machmir as well. But he says the same thing. You can switch it up. He says you can switch it up if need be. Okay? So what are we supposed to do here? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya writes here, and he says, Im shalcho la'adam eis adavar ma'achal shiochalenu b'Shabbos. You send somebody a gift for Shabbos, food for Shabbos. Al yochalenu b'chol, you may not eat it during the week. Then he says, "Mimidas chasidus." That's a midas chasidus. Avam minadin ain isra b'davar, but halach lemais is not also because we see by Purim you can switch the money. So that's one shita. One shita is it's a midas chasidus. If somebody sends you food for Shabbos, you may not eat it during the week. You may not. It's usher. Now the Chavos Yair disagrees. The Chavos Yair says that the words of the Sefer Chasidim are ikar hadin. It's not a chumra. It's not a midas chasidus, and this is cited by the Tosafot Shabbos, the Maharsham, the Rav of Brijan, and the Das Torah as well. But if you look in the Chavos Das, you'll see that he holds this way because he thinks the halacha follows the tour that follows Rabbi Meir in the Gemara of Mitzia that says that you're not allowed to switch the money for a Purim. But we follow the Shulchan Aruch, who says that it's mutter for an ani to switch the money for Purim, if he wants to. And if that's the case, so it would come out that we should view that giving something for Shabbos only on Shabbos is a midas chasidus. It would be nice, it would be best, that if somebody sends you a special food for Shabbos, you only eat it on Shabbos. Somebody sends you a cake they made, something like that, a dessert, only for Shabbos. It's a fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos, of Zachar Sama Shabbos Lekasha. Okay, let's look what the Sefer Chasidim actually writes. The Sefer Chasidim actually writes, in Tav Tav Samach Zayin, he says, Le'echad sheshalcho lo be'erev Shabbos. Somebody sends you something erev Shabbos. Amru lo, tochal b'Shabbos, eat this on Shabbos. I don't need another cake. I have 10 cakes. Okay? I don't need another cake. So, I want to have it now. I'm not going to use it on Shabbos. I have so much. So he says, you can't. So he says, so what do you do in this case? Im yodea, if you know shim haya ochel b'chol, hayu makpidim, if you know your friend is going to be annoyed at you that you ate it during the week, im kein lo yuchal ochel b'chol, you're not allowed to eat it during the week, v'yatzniya l'shabbos achri, you have to freeze it for the next Shabbos. Im hu davar sheni yachol atzniya, but if I can't freeze it, yochel b'chol shol yachol ochel, but you shouldn't waste it. If you can't eat it next week, and you're not going to eat it on Shabbos, so eat it so it doesn't go to waste. So it seems clear that most people who give gifts for Shabbos wouldn't be makpid. They wouldn't care if you use it not on Shabbos. Therefore, the recipient of the gift could use it on another day besides Shabbos. The Eish Lavram, the Rav of Buchach, says that the entire issue is only when the person who gave the gift said, this is only for Shabbos. But again, it's midas chasidus to set aside the nicer thing for Shabbos. Now, what if it wasn't sent l'kavod Shabbos, but it was sent l'kavod something else? Okay? Person's making the Shalom Zachar, person's making the Shabbos Sheva Brachas and Ofrof, and people send her cakes, candies, things like that. Now, do they send it l'kavod Shabbos? Not really. It wasn't really Kavod Shabbos. It was a Kavod the Simcha, but not really the Kavod Shabbos. So you could argue that it wasn't the Kavod Shabbos. So Rav Saria Dablitsky, who was one of the great tzaddikim, and Talmid Chacham passed away a couple of years ago in Bnei Brak. He was a Mekubal, a Posek as well. So he is quoted as saying that if something was sent l'kavod Shabbos, you can, it's not a problem, even if it was sent for another Simcha. He says also you can set aside for Malav HaMalka. He says if you eat it by Malav HaMalka, that's also l'kavod Shabbos in a way. So you can cheat a little bit, right? So somebody sends you a dessert, something like that, you want to have it by Malav HaMalka, that will work as well. So Rav Nissen Karels writes in the Chodshani that once you ate some of it on Shabbos, then you can eat the leftovers, right? So if you want to be extra careful, you have a bite, wrap it up, put it in the freezer, and that's fine. You don't have to have the whole thing. A bite, and you fulfilled the inyan of having something special for Shabbos. That's a gift. Now, what if you made something special specifically for Shabbos? Are you allowed to change your mind? Can I say, I was going to have this for Shabbos, I wasn't, but now I want to change my mind? So you could argue that we see from Shammai, who did this, that he bought for Shabbos during the week, and when he found a better one, he changed it. But the Sfas Emes writes, this is not a Sfas Emes right on Chumash, this is Sfas Emes on the Gemara, he says that this was only when he found a better item. And therefore, Beis Shammai, according to him, it's usher to eat something you bought up for Shabbos during the week as long as you don't have a better one. It's usher. You may not. If you bought something for Shabbos, you made something for Shabbos, you may not have it during the week unless you have a better one. And the Ravid in Masachas Adia says the same thing as well. He says if something is mucham the Shabbos, you're not allowed to change your mind. And that's how it has to come out. Now, there is an in of Toamea Chaim Zacho, which is the idea of tasting food before Shabbos. That's not our discussion right now. That's a discussion for another time. Now, that tasting food before Shabbos is a mitzvah because you have to know if the food's going to be good for Shabbos. That's something else. Toamea Chaim Zacho. Toamea Chaim Zacho is not, by the way, having like a bowl of cholent and three pieces of kugel 2 hours before Shabbos. That's not Toamea Chaim Zacho. That's called fressing. There's a fine line. Toamea Chaim Zacho is to have a little taste of the things to make sure everything tastes good for Shabbos. The Machzor Vitri says you're going to have a Richas Yom to do something like that, but that's a discussion for later. But here, we want to make sure our opening idea to become Erev Shabbos Jews is that throughout the week, we are thinking about what we can set aside for Shabbos. What's going to be set aside for Shabbos? I have a family friend. I don't know if he does this anymore. He lives in London. I have a family friend who would not have candy during the week. All candy he got, sweets, things like that, he would set aside for Shabbos. Even if it wasn't given to him for Shabbos, it was his personal minhag. He had a sweet tooth, he liked having sweet things. He had a special box, something like that. But he would put it away, and he had no candy during the week, only for Shabbos, because that's how he fulfilled Zachos and Shabbos HaKatzar. He had special things he set aside only for Shabbos. So I don't know how much candy he got during the week. He's a grown adult, but he would set things aside for Shabbos because that put him in the mindset. So just to review, Hillel and Shammai have machlokes regarding how we prepare for Shabbos. Do you shop every single day? Do you wait till the last moment? The halacha seems to be that even Hillel agrees to Shammai, and even Shammai is a midas chassidus that we can adapt to, that we can work on, that our preparations for Shabbos should be throughout the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what can I get for Shabbos, what's going to be the rest for Shabbos, how am I shopping for Shabbos, how am I preparing for Shabbos, to make sure we're always moving that direction. Rashi seems to think that's a fulfillment of Zachar Shomer Shabbos HaKadosh, the fourth commandment. The Ramban says no, that's really more about talking about Shabbos, and how it comes out that we should try to shop, buy gifts we got for Shabbos should always be set aside and use the cover Shabbos and other things. Okay, we'll stop here.